Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Rap. We had the privilege of starting our new Women of the Bible 2 online series this week. We looked at the story of Elisha and the poor widow. This is a story that led us from poverty, only a little bit of oil, to God's miracle provision and abundant blessing. It took us from a place of desperation to one of victorious living by the grace of God. This challenged my heart about our perception of God as our provider. Our scripture this week comes from Genesis 22 verses 13 to 14. Then Abram looked up and glanced around, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abram went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham named the place, "The Lord will provide." And it is said to this day, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be seen and provided." Yahweh Yireh, Hebrew for "the Lord will provide," means God sees. The provision of God can be understood as God sees the future and knows the past and the present. He therefore sees and knows our needs even before they become apparent to us. And he then makes provision for what will be needed. Still, we sometimes get discouraged and start to doubt in God's very nature as our provider, especially when it feels like we are asking God to fill a need or for a positive outcome for a desperate situation or for that miracle we've been praying for years. But let us be determined this week to trust that God is our provider, based on the following truths. God has already provided us with the greatest thing we could ever ask of Him, life in and through Jesus Christ. The day we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, we are reborn into the family of God. Our past is washed clean, and through Jesus, we gain access to our Heavenly Father. He promises to protect, provide for, and care for us. We do need to realize, however, that God may not always provide for us in the way we expect, and this also doesn't exclude us from trials and tribulations. The truth is, God loves us unconditionally. In loving us, He takes care of our smallest needs. He is not unconcerned when we face trials or difficulties. He is not absent from our struggles. Instead, He is deeply concerned for us and promises to never turn His attention away from us. So let's turn to God before looking to others as our source of help. And let's remember God's promises. He wants the best for us. He will light our path and direct our steps. He gives us a helper, the Holy Spirit, so that we can rely on His power and not our own abilities. And He sends the right people with godly wisdom to come alongside us and help us. And let's stand on this truth. God has no limitations. Everything belongs to Him, and He is well able to provide anything we may ask for. However, we must remember that we are part of a much bigger story, and God has a specific plan and purpose for each of our lives. Our highest calling is to glorify God in all we do, living fruitful, faithful lives that add value to others and advance God's kingdom here on earth. We therefore need to learn to look away from our own needs and circumstances and look up to God, our Father and Provider. We need to know who He is, focus on His will and plans for our lives, live in obedience to His instructions, follow the path He has laid before us, praise and glorify His name, and bear fruit and build His kingdom here on earth. Our biggest need is truly for more of God. So let's put God first in our lives. Let's seek Him and His will above all else. Let's meditate on His word, spend time in prayer and worship and allow God to renew our minds and hearts so that we will be kingdom focused. When we live in total surrender to God, then what we ask for will be aligned to His will. And lastly, let's believe God will not fail us. He will not give up on us or leave us without support. Let's instill the following truths deep within our hearts. Darkness may press us, but Jesus is our hope, light, and everlasting freedom. Affliction may obscure our vision, but God's word is a lamp to our feet, a guide to lead us home safely. The storms of life may seem to drown us, but our Lord promises to be with us when we pass through the waters. He will part the sea and get us safely to the other side. Problems or challenges may blindside us, but God promises that even when we don't see Him, He is always there taking care of us. Pain or fear may isolate us, but God promises He will never leave nor forsake us. We are never alone. And suffering may cripple us, but Jesus reminds us that it is in our weakness that He is strong. That's when His glory is made known to those around us. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we praise and worship You. You are our Creator and we belong to You. Thank You for Your unconditional love. Thank You that You are always good and that You always want what's best for us. Thank You for Your kindness and faithfulness toward us. Father, thank You that we can trust You and that we can stand on Your promises. Thank You that if we seek You first and surrender all to You, we can trust that You will never fail us, give up on us, or leave us helpless. All our hope is in You. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.